This is the Axios Des Moines Update for December 17, 2020. I'm Andy Werwada. Des Moines is expected to fare better than other metros in our COVID-19 economic recovery. This, according to the Wall Street Journal. Central Iowa benefited this last year by being home to more pandemic-proof industries like finance and manufacturing. About 14% of our jobs are in finance, with a heavy emphasis on insurance. Companies like Principal, Nationwide, Wellmark, and EMC weren't shaken as hard by the shutdowns. And a large number of our jobs, 32%, require a college degree. Higher-skilled occupations weren't as devastated by COVID. Kelly McKay, a 30-year-old advertising sales executive, moved back to Des Moines during the pandemic, leaving behind her one-bedroom apartment in Chicago. "A lot has changed," she told Wall Street Journal. "There are new bars and a new food scene. Something's happening here." As Wall Street Journal notes, "We don't have sandy beaches or mountaintops, but there's nothing sexier than the phrase leading the charge in the nation's economic rebound." Small and medium-sized businesses continue to struggle with the economic fallout from COVID-19, especially women and minority-led businesses. The reason? Restrictions on activities and reduced consumer spending have all created stress for businesses. In national news, Liz Cheney, Republican out of Wyoming, recently ousted plans to make her purge the beginning of a new movement with campaign travel, fundraising, and speeches to challenge Donald Trump for ideological dominance of the GOP. Sources in Cheney's camp tell Axios her message will be the importance of the truth, the need to move past Trump, and a push to articulate conservative policy and substance to combat Democrats. And a new Axios Harris Poll 100 finds that Pfizer and Moderna reputations have soared post-vaccine. America's affections have shifted away from the companies that helped us manage pandemic life and toward the vaccine manufacturers that are helping to end it. Moderna and Pfizer shot up the ranks this year in the Axios Harris 100, our annual survey of corporate reputations. Moderna is America's third favorite company this year, and Pfizer came in at 7th, up from number 61 a year ago. CVS climbed 13 spots since last year. Johnson & Johnson, however, isn't getting the same bounce from its coronavirus vaccine. It fell 4 spots, slipping to number 72 on this year's list, considered a good but not excellent or very good corporate reputation. A year ago, when Americans were still sanitizing our groceries and figuring out how to live in a state of lockdown, Clorox was America's favorite company. Instacart, Peloton, and Zoom leapt onto the list for the first time in 2020. None of these companies made the cut this year. And there's your Axios Des Moines update. For December 17, 2020, I'm Andy Werwada.